From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A series of explosions echoed across the Iraqi capital this evening. U.S. military spokesmen say troops from the 1st Armored Division were carrying out an operation against insurgents on the southern fringes of Baghdad. The operation was launched just hours after a suicide bomber struck the headquarters of Italian police based in the southern town of Nasiriyah. 18 Italians and 8 Iraqis were killed in the explosion, with dozens reported wounded. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Baghdad. Ivan, what can you tell us about this operation in Baghdad today?
Well, Michelle, when I first heard the explosions, more than a dozen explosions in a row, I first assumed that this was another mortar attack on the U.S. headquarters in the center of the capital. There have been 3 such attacks over the course of the past 10 days. But then the U.S. military took responsibility, claimed responsibility for the blasts, saying that this was part of an operation called Iron Hammer, and that this is ongoing this evening. They are publicizing 2 parts to this operation, saying that Apache helicopters hunted down a van full of suspects, people believed to have launched a mortar attack earlier in the evening. All 10 occupants of that van, according to U.S. military spokesmen, were either killed, wounded, or captured to the west of the capital. And the explosions were caused, again, according to a spokesman from the 1st Armored Division, by an AC-130 gunship, which used its machine guns and cannon to destroy a warehouse in southern Baghdad, which U.S. military officials say was being used by enemy insurgents to plan attacks against American forces.
Operation Iron Hammer. So it does appear that the military is making good on their promise to mount more aggressive tactics against the insurgents.
They have been saying, American commanders have been warning, that they're going to be getting tough on the insurgents. And we saw the first signs of this in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit last week after a Black Hawk helicopter was brought down there. We saw the first airstrikes by U.S. warplanes really since the height of the fighting. And that was followed up by more airstrikes a few days later in the western town of Fallujah, which, as you may know, has been a real hotbed of anti-American resistance. So this may be more of the same.
That attack on the Italian police headquarters in Nasiriyah, how did the bombers get on the base there?
It appears to have been a carefully choreographed attack involving at least 2 vehicles. There are some conflicting reports as to exactly how this happened, but one car seems to have diverted attention of the guards of the compound. This was for paramilitary police known as carabinieri, and another vehicle then came in and perhaps smashed through the gates. There was a massive explosion. Spokesmen are not saying whether or not the drivers were killed. It does appear to have been a suicide bombing, and the results were devastating. We're talking about dozens of Italian soldiers as well as Iraqi civilian bystanders who were killed and injured in the blast. Since August, we've seen about at least a half dozen attacks like this in Iraq. Already, one official from the Iraqi Governing Council, a Kurdish official, is calling the Italian soldiers who died martyrs in the fight for freedom of Iraq.
Nasiriyah had been a relatively peaceful town until today. What does this attack mean for the U.S.-led occupation?
Well, it did come as a surprise because Nasiriyah is a Shia Muslim town. It's been quite tolerant of the U.S.-led occupation, of the Italian forces that controlled security there. But we are seeing that these types of strikes are coming outside of what was known as the Sunni Triangle. We've seen a suicide bombing months ago in the pro-American Kurdish north of the country. This attack deep in Shia Muslim territory, which is also has been tolerant of the U.S.-led occupation. And it's a direct challenge to the U.S.'s partners here in Iraq, a real strike against Italy, and a warning to any other countries working with the U.S.-led occupation.
Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Baghdad.